Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy everyone, this is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Today I'm in Denver, Colorado. We are here at the NCBA Ag Media Summit that they have on beef research. I've got Shailene McNeil with me right now. She's a dietary expert here. Shailene, tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Oh, it's so great to be with you today, Parker. I am a registered dietitian and a nutrition scientist, and I work for NCBA on behalf of the Beef Checkoff. And what I do is not only invest the research dollars that we spend, but also work to educate health professionals and the public about all the great reasons why beef supports healthy diets.
Seems like right now we're in a time more people are health conscious, more conscious of their diet than ever. How important is it to get that research in front of them and kind of expel some rumors?
It's so important. Nutrition interest is at an all-time high. We see more and more consumers who don't want to negotiate their nutrition. They want great tasting food, but they also want it to be good for them. And they expect that from beef too. The good news is people love beef and they would love to hear more about how great it is for their diet. And we've got a lot of good news for them. So I think it's very important for us as a Beef Checkoff to be communicating those benefits. And what we've seen is that consumers are actually very positive about beef's role in health. They have a good sense of balance. They understand beef has important nutrients I need, but I also need to eat it as part of a balanced diet. So they're pretty sensible about their the way that they think about beef nutrition. And we can reinforce a lot of their education about how great it is protein-wise, nutrient-wise. So lots of good information to share.
Some of the research you talked about earlier with babies specifically, can you tell me how does red meat and babies, how do they mix?
You know, I wish I would have known this information. My daughters are 20 years old now, one is 19 and one's 22. And when I was trained as a dietitian, I wasn't even learning how important iron-rich foods are for babies. Babies start eating real foods around 6 months of age, and one of the key nutrients they need is iron, and one of the best foods to get iron is beef. So while it might seem kind of crazy that a six-month-old baby could start eating beef, it's exactly what they're recommended to do. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans acknowledges this and says babies need to eat iron-rich foods like beef. So it's all about how we do it, and there's a lot of great ways we do that. Most of us might be familiar with pureed meats, pureed beef, that's one common way. But there's a form of baby-led weaning now where babies are eating steak strips, and there's a lot of information out there. We share it as a Beef Checkoff. Registered dietitians are teaching parents how to safely introduce beef into the diets of young children, even as early as 6 months of age.
Well, thank you for that, Shailene. I appreciate your time. I got one last question for you. Favorite cut of steak, how do you like it done?
Ribeye, medium rare, all day long. It's not a lean cut, and I'm a dietitian, and that's just a good reminder that you don't have to only eat lean cuts of beef for health, but I love a ribeye.
I'm not gonna say there's a right answer for this question, but that was the right answer.
Okay.